Welcome to another episode of Oh My Pod. I'm Matt.
And I am Omar. On this weekly podcast, we sip wine and spill that gorgeous tea, baby, with industry leaders who are making a big impact on this teeny tiny little rock in the ether that we call home.
Wow. Today we're going to be talking about our relationship with food and how it's evolved over time, kind of how our plant-based journey and how we decided to be vegan, and a lot of things in that realm, basically.
Over the past year, we have pulled in so many different resources and educated ourselves on the sustainability factor, the environmental impacts of the food that we eat, and we're just going to be sharing how we consciously choose what we put on our plate.
Yay.
So enjoy this episode and just have a cute little time.
Yeah, enjoy.
Welcome back to this beautiful show that we like to call Oh My Pod. Today, it's just the two of us again. We want to talk about something. Matt, do you want to speak?
I was just enthralled by that singing intro.
Thank you. Today, we just want to talk about veganism. And I know it's a really scary topic for most people, and we don't want to frighten anyone by this tall tale we're about to tell.
Yeah. Did you know we're vegan?
Did you know that we're vegan?
I don't think we've talked about it enough. I don't think vegans talk about being vegan enough. I think we should talk about it more.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel like when vegan people talk about being vegan, it's not to be like, I'm vegan, like, I'm the best person on the entire planet. It's to be like, it's to encourage other people to be more sustainable, be more, like, conscious about their food choices. So, basically, that's kind of the goal, to educate, to inspire, perhaps, and to encourage people to make a change. Big or small, and just debunk some facts.
Yeah, perhaps. That's our goal.
Debunk.
Ooh! Debunk. I think a lot of people think vegans are very extreme and very intense, and that's true for some people in the world.
Oh, 100%.
But, I mean, I can only speak for ourselves and how we approach this whole thing. It's more about just sharing our lives and sharing our changes that we've made and why we're doing it. So, going into that, Omar, why did we/you decide to be vegan?
Oh my gosh, people actually don't know this story, but
yeah,
both Matt and I were avid meat eaters before we became vegan on January 1st, 2019. I mean, like, go into your backstory. No, before I answer the question, like, why I became vegan.
Oh yeah, okay.
We should, like, talk about, like, let's back it up. Back it up.
I wish you could see the dancing that Omar is doing while we're doing that. I can start with my backstory. So I grew up in the south of the U.S., in North Carolina, which is called North Carolina, but it's still very southern. I pretty much grew up on lots of fast food, lots of bad food, lots of meat. So I would
say your parents are gonna hate you for saying that.
Well, that's just the truth, isn't it? I ate a lot of McDonald's, I ate a lot of pizza, a lot of hamburgers, a lot of, like, general, you know, like, that kind of meaty food. I loved it. So I didn't really know anything other than that for most of my life. Also, there were a lot of farms around, so there were a lot of farmers who were, like, raising their cows and blah, blah. And I actually went vegetarian in college for, like, a hot sec, for, like, a year or something. I hopped on the vegetarian train, and that phased out when I moved to Germany, because there's lots of meat in Germany.
Oh, it's just so difficult. I think, yeah, I mean, we'll touch on, like, traveling and, like, trying to be, I don't know, sustainable with food choices.
But in Germany in particular,
it's so difficult.
Yeah, it's just, like, lots of meat, lots of sausage, lots
cheese.
Of bratwurst,
cheese,
and Milch, and
lots
of milk. So that kind of fit, that went away. And then, but then we met each other, and then on our first date, which is really funny, we actually went to a fried chicken place.
That sounds so unromantic. Can we please, for 1 second, just explain the situation?
Quickly, first date.
Okay, quickly, first date. We met and spent, like, 6 hours in the park talking just about our entire lives. It was one of those dates that just, like, flash forwards right in front of your eyes, and all of a sudden it was evening. And then we were walking to the station, and then we walked past this chicken shop, and I was like, that is the best fried chicken place on the entire planet. And I mean, like, if you're in Berlin and you want to check it out, go to Riza Chicken. It's phenomenal.
I mean, ideally you want to be vegan after this.
But ideally you want to be vegan. Ideally you want to make sustainable food choices. But should you want a last meal before you do so, go to Riza Chicken. It's fabulous.
So we had that on our first date. We were like, fried chicken. So like our relationship was based on that. And for your background, go.
Okay, so then kind of similarly, grew up on food that was meat heavy for my entire life. My extended family, my family business is halal meat abattoir. So my extended family owns an abattoir in...
This word, he always says this word abattoir, and I have never heard I've never heard it until you said it.
Really?
I think it's a British term, abattoir.
A farm, a meat farm.
Yeah.
Abattoir.
But you always say abattoir, and I'm like, well, that's fancy.
It's a halal meat abattoir.
It's way more fancy than it sounds, it's just a farm.
An abattoir, that sounds really weird now. A halal... meat distribution facility.
Yes.
Where they kill the lamb, and oh, it's just really sad. Basically, so it was against the beliefs of my immediate family to not eat the food that they were cultivating, essentially. Anyway, so yeah, I just grew up on it, and there was again one point in my life where I was like, no, like, animals are cute, I don't want to eat them anymore. That lasted a few days because everything was just so meat heavy. There was like eggs. My mum's fridge is just always stocked full of like whole hearty, like, grr, like.
His mom's food's incredible. Even when he ate it with like meat, it was so good. But like.
So good.
Then we came back when we were vegans and had
most Indian curries are like
vegan or
they
vegetarian.
Are vegan or vegetarian, and it's not difficult to just like remove the meat from
not
those.
Use
like,
butter.
Yeah, not use butter. Like, and then like my mum was like, I can use ghee, and I'm like, Mom, no. Does it come from a cow? Yes. Don't put it in my food, please. So yeah, actually, growing up with a Muslim family, you just eat meat. It's just like normal. It's just like a normal thing to do. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they're like, it's killed humanely, but I've seen how that goes down. And honey...
Isn't halal meat just... The term halal just means it's blessed.
Yeah, it means it's blessed. So,
but it doesn't have anything to do with the way
it's
killed.
When I was 9, I watched a chicken slaughtered for... And we took the chickens home. So we watched the chickens... This train needs to move, okay? We watched the chickens get slaughtered in this halal humane way, and okay, someone's gonna like attack me for being like anti-halal, but it was traumatic. Like, this chicken had its throat sliced open, and then it was put into like a cone, and where it like flapped all of its feathers off and bled out, basically. Humane, my fucking asshole. And then its feathers were like, the rest of its feathers were ripped off. Its head, the rest of its head and legs were, ripped. Okay, that was pretty graphic. I'm sorry, it just got really, really graphic.
But basically, that's what happens in a lot of farms and a lot of, no matter what kind of, kind of meat, quote unquote, is, it's still.
And humane to whose standards? Like, humane, sure, like, you can be like, oh, you cut the nerves. This is really graphic. You've got like the nervous, you know, the core, the nervous system of the animal, so it doesn't feel any more pain. But like, I would argue that
humane,
it's fucking
means so
barbaric. Like, humane would be to just like let that baby live its sweet exactly. baby layout.
There's like a life. There's like a understanding in the word humane that means killing is part of humaneness.
Mm. And don't get me wrong, like, I am by no means an extreme vegan, like fucking PETA. PETA sucks. PETA pushes like its like beliefs onto the world in a very aggressive way, mm-hmm. yet also has so many facilities that euthanize cats and dogs that can't find homes, or like their percentage of adopting out animals that they are given.
Bringing in, yeah.
Bringing in is very, very low. It's like super 2%. Low. It's like
2% are adopted out from PETA, 98% are euthanized. That's a fact I learned today. But, so basically, we're not extreme vegans, blah, blah, blah. But,
so yeah, that's...
So then where did we begin in the vegan journey?
That's what happened. Okay, so that's what happened. This is how we came... Like, this is how we brought up. This is how we were brought up, but, like, literally eating meat all the time, not giving a second thought about the dairy produce that we were consuming, not giving a second thought about, like, the eggs that we were eating.
Not thinking about the food that we're consuming, not thinking about, like, what's on our meal. Like, what's on... Where is that food coming from? Why is it on our plate? And how is it affecting our bodies?
It's a really easy thing to do as well, to disassociate the food that you eat from where it comes from. Because you go to the grocery store and the meat in the little plastic packaging...
Meat is not animal. Meat is
meat is meat. Because, like, you call it, like... it's beef and it's pork. It's not cow and pig.
Mm-hmm. The terminology.
Yeah, why did chicken not get its own name?
Why did chicken not get its own name? Very interesting.
Sad chicken. The poor little chicken.
That's actually so interesting. Right? I never thought about that.
Why is it called...
Why is pork called... Or pig called pork and cow called beef and chicken called chicken?
I wish we had like a forum where people could like answer some of our questions.
You did, because it's some...
If you know the answer, if someone knows the answer to that question, please DM one of us on Instagram. Please let us know.
But a vegan story?
No, wait.
Where are you going?
Well, we're still continuing.
Oh, okay.
My train of thought. Which is now, like, crashed into... it's just, like, a wreck somewhere. So, like, okay, let's continue.
So, basically, how I became vegan.
No! Oh, my God! Yay! This is back! Okay, so, it's back. Okay, so, yeah, when you go to the grocery store, you see beef, you see, like, pork, you see, like, milk in it, like, a stupid, like, plastic carton, and, like, cheese just in, like, fancy, stupid packaging. And you're like, yummo, let me take that home and eat it up. But, like... Queens, how do you feel after you drink milk? How do you feel after you eat, like, a pile of cheese? 99% of you, I'm sure.
Or meat, too.
Yeah, and meat, too. Like, okay, I'm just going to, like, attack the dairy industry for a second. Queens, we're the only mammals that drink another mammal's milk.
It's weird.
Ew!
It's weird.
It's really, really gross. There was, like, a weird, like thing... Like it was not like a prank, but it was like a study where like these people gave a test group of people dog's milk. It was like
PETA, wasn't it?
No,
I think it was PETA. I'm pretty sure it was PETA.
Okay, never mind. I'm not gonna say it anymore. I fucking hate PETA. Never mind.
It's basically looking at it, it doesn't make sense that we drink milk because it's not meant for us. It was meant for baby cows. And are we a baby cow? Is if anyone's a baby cow listening to this, it's really interesting. But most of us are not baby cows. Yeah.
So unless you're a baby cow, basically.
Don't drink milk.
Come on, just like think about it. So yeah, finish that train of thought quickly. Food on our plate is something that we really just never consider because it's just food on our plate. So that leads Matthew to his first decision on the vegan journey that we are all on now.
So for my New Year's resolution So
like 2019.
It's 2019 right now. It's almost 2020. It's 2019 now. At the beginning of this year, I wanted to kind of make the resolution that I wanted to eat more sustainably. So that included meat. So I didn't want to give up meat necessarily. I wanted to buy local meat. So I wanted to go to like a local butcher, you know, kind of understand where my food comes from. And then on New Year's Day, we were...
Yeah, because that's actually like a really big hit. Thing to hit.
Yeah.
Your decision was never to cut out cheese, meat.
No.
I mean, we never really drank milk anyway. We always drank almond or like oat.
My decision was to like know where my food comes from.
Yeah.
But that decision kind of sparked the rest of it because I think as soon as you start thinking about it and as soon as you start looking into it and understanding where your food comes from, you understand that we don't need meat. Like it's like a snowball.
Yeah.
A snowball downhill.
And it's like once you start educating yourself on one thing, it takes you down this like road of more questions and more discovery. And it's a really illuminating thing because like the universe is, fucking hippy dippy bullshit. Like, we're all connected with like the earth. And for me personally, on like the spiritual journey that I've been on this year, it has stemmed from my diet.
Yeah.
So please continue.
So we'll get into the hippy dippy stuff in a bit, I'm sure. But then, okay, so on New Year's Day, we were a little bit hungover, like a wee bit, more than a wee bit, probably. We were
Although we had pretty a very hungover. Productive day.
We were pretty, yeah, but then we took our Christmas tree down, like, as soon as we woke up. It was a lot. And then, so two of our friends in Madrid, two other content creators, you know who you are if you're listening to this podcast, they told us, they were telling me, they were, like, basically just trying to get me to be vegan for, like, a couple months beforehand. They told me that I needed to watch this documentary, What the Health, So I did on New Year's. I was like, what are we going to do on New Year's Day? Like, we had our eggs for breakfast. And then I was like, Omar, can we just watch this documentary? Like, they've been telling me about it for, like weeks. Like, can we just watch it? And he was like, yeah, let's watch it. I think you were, like, grudgingly, like, oh, why?
Sometimes I'm very apprehensive about, like, watching things I just really have no information on. So, no, okay. Yeah.
But we watched it. We watched it, like, halfway. And then Omar excused himself to the bathroom for, like, an hour.
Okay, so this is when we lived in a studio apartment at this time, and the only other room in the apartment was the bathroom. So, like, we were, like, watching this documentary, and, okay, if you ever watch What the Health, it's not, it's very exaggerated,
it's very extreme.
It's very, very extreme. I feel like the facts aren't all...
The facts aren't
all correct, but, like, it makes you think, and some of the things are, like, super interesting. So, basically... Halfway through, he suggested, he was like, well, do we, like, try this? We. And I was like, who's this we you speak of? And I excused myself, and I was like, these are my words. Okay. If you give up fried chicken, I don't know if this relationship is going to last. Goodbye. And then I locked myself in the bathroom for, like, half an hour. Thankfully, this documentary was very long, so I came back out because I was bored, so I watched the rest of it.
And then we kind of... There were, like, parts of it that stuck with both of us.
The last part, predominantly, because, like, they were doing this case study on a handful of people who had, like, pretty serious health issues, and they put them on a vegan diet for 2 weeks. But, like, a very, you know, good vegan diet, because, I mean, when we first dove in, we had absolutely no idea what to eat.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they were eating a good vegan... a well-balanced vegan diet, and their, like, health symptoms... drastically improved. There was one woman who couldn't even, like, walk or, like, get out of her chair for too long.
Yeah.
And she was like, out and about on the streets. And I was like, queen, I wonder how I can feel after 2 weeks. It was kind of like a challenge to ourselves to be like, how can we, like, let's, like, see if we can do this and then see how we feel in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. Which is how it starts for a lot of people, I think. And that then after those couple of weeks, like, I think the going, like...
Completely.
The going period of, like, deciding whether you want to keep going vegan. Yeah. And, like, you'll see the results after 2 weeks. That's how I'm trying to say, God. After 2 weeks, you usually see the results because a lot of people will, like, do it for, like, a day or 2 days. And they're like, wow, this is really hard because they don't see the results. But as soon as we did it for 2 weeks, we felt... fucking amazing.
That's the thing too, because, like, the first few days we did it cold turkey. Like, I feel like also a lot of people do educate themselves over time, and then they're like, right, I'm gonna start cutting out dairy and some, and, like, red meat, and then and then switch to, and start cutting out white meats, and then cheeses, and slowly that happens. But we just dove right in just because we wanted to chat. We're very how shall we say, spontaneous? We are a spontaneous duo, so...
But also, it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense for me to cut out one animal and then leave another animal, because what is that saying about me choosing that saying, like, a cow,
like,
is
one
worth
life over the other.
More than a chicken, or a chicken's worth more than a pig, or a pig's worth more than a fish?
Fish...
Because it just doesn't make sense. Yeah,
totally.
The fish, like, are counted in this.
In terms of, like, also, like, me before, I was a seafood fiend.
Yeah, he loved a shrimp.
Seafood was my shit. I needed it to survive. However, now, those little baby shrimp, they, you know, just go swim.
It kind of comes with your mindset about the world and how you take the universe, because I mean, I think we both take it like every being has an equal right to be on the planet because you have life.
Yeah.
Because that is just like what you are, no matter if we understand your brain or we don't understand mm-hmm. your brain, or if you're human or not human. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. We're all here to have a good time and try to live. That's it. The chickens are still running around. Like, we're running around. We're all just running around.
Yeah.
So I think with us, it just made sense to keep going and to continue the journey. And like, not 10 months in.
Now with 11 months.
Oh, 11 months. Oh, wow.
We're almost
oh, yes,
the
November.
Year. Oh my God, yeah, we're oh almost God. The year. Almost wow, year. Crazy. That's okay, crazy. So like, basically, I just wanted to say the first couple of days was really difficult for yep. me, because I didn't educate myself on what foods I would substitute out for, I don't know, my breakfast, my typical breakfast foods, which was like eggs and bread and,
yeah,
I don't know what the fuck I used to eat.
Sausage.
gross. So I was eating a lot of like,
but we were eating the same.
Legumes? So what do you mean?
Like, we were eating like the same pretty much. We were eating a lot of beans, a lot of chickpeas, a lot of like, you know, because everyone's like, lentils. Like, vegans love lentils. Yeah.
Because also, like, we considered at the time protein sources, and the highest like protein yep. sources were like beans. And then my stomach, Queens, was in knots.
So, because that's also the highest source of fiber and carbs.
Yeah.
And so, but what I'm saying is that we ate the same thing. Like, my stomach didn't have the same issues as your stomach. So, this is very like case by case, because your stomach
that's
might be
true.
More sensitive.
That's true.
Than
that's
mine.
True. That's true.
Mine's probably more hearty because I didn't feel the same thing.
And also, I must say that, like, it's been a little bit easier for us to continue the vegan journey because of the fact that we live in Toronto. Mm. We are surrounded by so many amazing vegan restaurants.
Yeah.
And new ones keep popping up every month. Like, there's just new places all the time. And we get to go to these places, and we get to take away some food ideas. We get to, like, really broaden our horizons and be creative with our food choices in a way that we never had been before. Because mm-hmm. typically we used to just eat like chicken and broccoli and rice. Like, that was our like bro meals that we used to eat all the time.
Yeah.
We had like no really real variety. But since being vegan, the both of us have
cooking a lot.
Been cooking so much, going out to eat so much, and trying out so many different types of food. And feeling really good afterwards. Like, no more sluggishness. No more, like, food coma. Okay, I mean, like, it depends on how much I eat, but...
Right. Generally, after dinner, we'll feel more light and airy.
Yeah. Airy.
We have holes.
You can see right through me.
But that's an important note with, like, living in Toronto, is that not only do we have vegan restaurants around, we also have accessibility in grocery stores and local stores and, like, vegan stores. And like organic stores, like we have access to tofu, which a lot of grocery stores in, like, for example, Canada, like rural Canada, like in Manitoba somewhere, they don't have even tofu at the grocery store. So how are you going to get your protein sources? So I think veganism is a privilege for a lot of people. It's a privilege to be able to like choose your food sources, and then be able to say, like, okay, I'm not going to do beef, but I'm going to do tofu, or I'm not going to do non-organic, I'm going to do organic, because we A, have a little bit more money, and then B, we have the access. We can walk out to the grocery store and say, I'm going to choose vegan today.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't have that choice. So I think it's important to note that. I just think it's important to note that.
Yeah,
and be accepting of everyone in all situations, and people who are of different income levels, and like people who are different. Like,
because if you really, because if you think about it too, like when you think about meat consumption and like fast food, for
fast
example,
food.
Like when you talk about how you literally grew up eating fast food, those types of food are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a single mom, for example, and you, this train needs to go by faster. Okay, sorry. If you were a single mom, for example, and you have like three kids, mm-hmm. okay, then just like a hypothetical, it's cheaper for you to go to a fast food chain, feed everyone, and just feed everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And not cook at home, because that's A, time consuming, B, expensive. Everyone's lives are super, super different. I'm not, obviously, we're not saying like everyone has to be vegan, but like it's important to think about what you're consuming, and it's important to note also that try your best.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And don't feel bad about like eating meat. Don't feel bad about consuming dairy. Don't feel bad about it if that's what you need to do, and if that's, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I think it's,
but like,
I think,
I'm just trying to be cute.
I think I don't think everyone in the world should be vegan, but I think people who live in an area where it is easy to be vegan have a sort of duty to at least try it out, or at least try to do more plant-based diet, because it's like, honestly, with the amount of carbon emissions that come from the animal agriculture industry, like
going towards climate change, we're going there.
And then the, like, we all see what's happening to animals. Every single person, like, we have YouTube, we have Instagram, we have all of these media platforms where these videos are coming out. Like, we see the animal abuse, we see the climate change, we see all these problems. If you live in Toronto, or you live in New York, or you live in LA, or you live in any other big city of the world, you have sort of a duty to at least try it out and try to, like, limit how much meat you're bringing into your diet, because you can, and it's easier in a big city. If you have the right income level, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Taking into that. But I think most people, like, who are, like, who have the opportunity to, should try it. So no, not everyone should be vegan, but I think most people who live in big cities should, like,
be more conscious. That's honestly what it is all about, being more conscious about what you're consuming, and whether that be food, whether that be, like, how much you like, I don't know, just like textiles and, like,
yeah,
you know, the clothing. Sometimes I can't talk, and that's fine too.
Talking is hard. I think, what was I going to say? I had a thought and it left me. I think if you do choose to be more conscious, so if you are, like, becoming more aware and you see all the stuff that's happening and then you choose to go vegan, great. If you see all the things and you're like, oh my God, I still want to eat meat, that's your prerogative as well.
Like, that's your prerogative. That's, like, totally fine.
Because I don't think anyone should force anyone to do anything. Like, we present the evidence.
Right.
And then you totally choose your way. But right, I think most people who have a heart and a soul and a brain will choose the more plant-based route.
I think eventually people like unlock that, like, aspect of their mind,
yeah,
sooner or later. Like, I think 2 or 3 years ago when I was living in Berlin, for example, two of my best friends there were vegetarian, mm-hmm, and one of my friends, she always used to, if you're listening, you know, no shade, but she used to share on Facebook all of these she used to share all these, like, animal cruelty videos on Facebook all the, mm-hmm, time, and I'd, like, scroll and be like, oh, like, stop, mm-hmm, like, I don't need to see this every day, mm-hmm, or, like, and it's making me feel bad, and what I would do is just, like, scroll past it and, like, kind of avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because I know where my food is coming from and I know why I'm eating the way that I eat, when I like see things on Instagram and I see things reshared, reposted, I want to learn. I want to educate myself, mm-hmm, and I'll be like, oh my God, this is awful. Like, mm-hmm, and the people that, like, the farms that say, like, oh, like, 100%, like, grass-fed meat, blah, blah, blah. Like, who is to say that's actually accurate?
Most of the times it's not,
because when you see an ad on TV or see, like, a YouTube ad play before your video, like, for example, I was watching, like, a video about oat milk and the rise of Oatly from Sweden, and just before the video played, a dairy,
Ontario Dairy
mm, or something, like, ad came on my screen, and then it was like, this is Daisy, she has a really, really cool, fun life, and she just gets to roam around, and we squeeze her teats only, like, once a week. Lies!
If you see the farms in Ontario,
if you see the farms just anywhere,
they're not pastures, they're not grazing fields.
No, because, like, land is money. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you can't, okay, just think about it, just logically for a second, like, these ads are false, and if you read, like, studies and...
They're marketing.
Marketing, yeah, and if you, I mean, you see, like, the Canadian, like, food guides, and mm-hmm, and it says, like, you should be eating, like, this much meat, this much dairy, this much veg, this much blah, blah, blah. Who's
putting the money behind that?
Who is funding these studies? The dairy and meat industry, because they have all the money.
Yeah.
Queens. Now I'm like... You know, like, I'm like, open your eyes, world.
Preaching our vegan gospel. Literally. It's just about...
So it's passionate. We're passionate
about it because we've seen the change in ourselves, and we've seen what's happening around the world, and we've seen the urgency to solve the problems that the world is having right
especially
now.
Especially with climate change. Especially with climate change. Like, if we just talk about climate change for, like, a minute. It's unbelievable how much of... the pollution and the carbon emissions and the deforestation and the water usage and the production of soy even goes and comes from, like, animals.
This is the funniest thing. Whenever someone's like, okay, someone's like arguing against a vegan, and they're like, okay, but you eat all the tofu, so you're taking all of the land for your soy.
Christ.
And I'm like, no, 98%, 99%, like a very large percentage of that land for soy production in the rainforests around the world, mm-hmm. are being used to feed cows. 1% of that is going for, like, the vegan's tofu.
It's for human consumption. Yeah.
It's a false advertisement. It's a myth that vegans are taking all the soy in the world for tofu, because it doesn't take that much.
Yeah.
Most of it's going to the cows.
Like, people are like, oh, but, like, studies have found that, like, plants also have, like, pain receptors and emotions and feelings.
It's very interesting.
But, like, if you cut out meat from your diet, you are contributing less towards mm-hmm. plant consumption, too.
Because the
animal that you're eating has eaten 50 times the amount of plants that you will be eating.
All that poor grass.
Poor baby grass. So, anyway, sorry for getting so preachy at the end. Wow.
Lots of interesting points here. And I feel like we should have some future podcasts where we either bring some people on or have our little, like, sectioned out topics about, like, climate change. Because I think this is, like, we just wanted to give you, like, an overview of our vegan journey and why we're here and, like, kind of where we're, you know, where we've come from.
Yeah. I wanted to also add one really quick thing. I know this is actually quite, like, a weird thing to say. But
love weird things.
Miley Cyrus once posted
Queen.
Miley Cyrus once posted this thing on her Instagram, and it said, if you eat meat, you don't like animals. No, wait.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you eat meat, you don't like animals. You like pets.
Pets.
Is that right? Was that correct? I feel like it sounded silly in my head.
If you eat meat and then you say you love animals, you only like pets, like dogs and cats. Because would you eat your dog or would you eat your cat?
No.
No.
And, like,
since birthed
our fur child, our love for, like, sentient
Christ,
beings. I'm so dumb sometimes. has, like, just grown so much. Like, what, like, if I look at Evie and I'm like, wow, you are an absolutely amazing creature, I'm not gonna, like, look at a pig and be like, food.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. As soon as you, like, open your eyes to it, it kind of, like, it changes. Your mind changes kind of automatically. Not automatically, but, like, Doors open. But that was a nice chat, wasn't it?
Very sorry for getting so preachy. Like, I feel like that may have offended some people or may have, like, annoyed some people, but these are my views.
Come to us with questions. DM us on Instagram. Ask us some questions about veganism if you're interested in some resources. Ask us. I might put some in the description of this as well.
Yeah, I think, fun. Like, for example, like, specific documentaries that have really inspired the both of us. First of all, What the Health? Factually, like, exaggerative. Then we have Cowspiracy. That's very, very environmental based. Watch that.
Game Changers.
Definitely watch Game Changers, because that talks about basically how you can just be a fucking badass muscle queen without eating meat.
And they're all on Netflix. So I'll put some extra ones in the description. But that was really nice, and hope you enjoyed the little chat.
Thanks so much for listening, baby girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast. You can find all relevant social links down in the description, and make sure to follow us both on Insta at Mr. Benfield
and at Omar Takes Pics, and also find us on YouTube at Matt and Omar. If you feel so inclined, leave us a little review on whatever you're listening to the show on, because that would be cute. And we'll see you back here next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.